You guys, I'm entering a golf tournament.
Really?
Yep. No, sorry, not. I hit your camera, Parker.
Dude, that's not really cool. Don't.
I can see the level adjusting.
Oh, it's my on gosh. Your... Is it unlevel? Oh, my gosh, dude.
That's level. It's okay. Showing level.
Okay.
I promise.
I believe you. I don't believe you.
I met this new guy, Braxton, one of Hayden's classmates, Brody, Big Brody. Hayden had a basketball game, went down to tell her good job. Hayden's senior friends, there's like eight of them in the entire school. I was talking to them about their basketball game, and then Brody has an older brother, Braxton, who's 25.
I think you said that.
I've never met him before. And he's one of Brody's coaches. Comes up, daps me up. It's like, hey, what's up, dude? He's like, you look like you can't spell. It's like, what? So caught off guard. But he's like, yeah, dude, you look like you can't spell. And then Brody's like, no, that's his brother, Parker. Oh, your brother. Okay, cool. You're cool, dude. And we just started talking. And, long story short, end up going to the driving range together to hang out. He's a pretty cool dude.
After he insulted you like that?
Yeah. I was just so caught off guard. I really wish I had something wittier to say back, but I didn't want to offend him. I was not offended. I just thought it was funny. Obviously, I'm not holding anything against him because I'm bringing it up now.
Obviously, you didn't hit golf balls at him at the range.
Yeah. But went to the driving range for about 2.5 hours. Awesome.
Dang.
Driving range is pretty fun.
Yeah.
I only got one blister. Now, I don't know if you call it a blister if the skin comes off and there's no bubble right there.
That's a blister.
Oh, yeah.
You call that a blister still?
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't feel good.
No.
But I was crushing it.
Really?
Yeah. I had to figure out how, because my irons are fine. That's whatever. I really was like, okay, let's figure out how to hit the driver well and the 4-hybrid. So I was cranking out the 4-hybrid, and I just kept going. What's it when it goes right?
A slice.
What's the other way?
A hook.
Yeah, I was slicing it a lot. I mean, it was still going far. It wasn't slicing a lot, but it was slicing enough. I was like imagining going down range, and I'm got a narrow gap. I'm going into the trees every time.
Yeah. Every single time.
So I got it figured out, and I hit with my 4-hybrid for a while. Got it kind of figured out where I've got to set my feet and just relax.
I want someone to show me how to really swing.
No, you don't.
Why?
You don't. Because you're not going to remember.
It's too many things.
There's too many things that you're doing wrong.
Just try. Show me a couple of things.
Watch a YouTube video and then try and do it yourself.
Yeah, but there's so many YouTube videos that's like, do this. And then you watch another one. It's like, okay, do the exact opposite of what you just watched. Okay.
Yeah, no. I'm not. I would never. I don't think I'd ever take golf lessons.
Really?
Yeah.
Golf lessons are good because normally you have like 8 of them. And in 8 golf lessons, you can make a difference.
Oh, I'll take them then.
But if you're doing like 1 hour long session.
Very convinced.
You have to like a good instructor will like choose one thing. Like this will make the biggest difference. If you just focus on this, then you'll be better.
Yeah.
But if it's like all that points out all the things you're doing wrong, it's like, all right, go work on them on your own now.
And
it's like, impossible. There's no way.
You start crying. You forget everything.
Yeah, quit.
Yeah. I still remember like the first time Noah went with us and he just didn't know anything.
Yeah.
And so weird.
He still doesn't know anything.
Yeah. But I really knew nothing either, and I was just trying to be like,
Yeah.
Just
I didn't realize how
just,
little you knew. I thought you were pretty good at golf.
Until when?
I saw you golf.
I saw you golf.
I'm talking about like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
It's interesting how he's gotten worse.
It is. I think you put more time in and you've gotten significantly worse at golf.
I'm not that bad.
Parker, you used to be better than me, and that's saying something.
That means you got better, Gavin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just had a rough couple of rounds. He'll get back out there.
It's pretty fun. We haven't golfed much, just solo and just doing our own score.
Yeah.
We do a lot of scrambles. I think that's more fun.
Oh, so it's so much more fun because I have no pressure on me.
Yeah, dude. Did we talk about the bad cards, whatever?
Yeah.
Where we couldn't hit past Parker's ball.
Oh yeah,
it took like 45 minutes.
Yeah,
on hole four, we were ahead by probably an entire hole, and then a group of four who were terrible. They were hitting it to the other fairways. Caught up to us.
Yeah, I don't know if you're remembering correctly. They were like pros, I think.
Yeah, they were pros,
big pros,
almost hitting us.
Massive professionals
in the other fairway. I don't think I'll ever go. I was skeptical. I don't think I would ever go to the range by myself, but now maybe I will. But yeah, still probably.
That's like the one thing I would do by myself. I don't want to golf by myself, but I'd go to the range by myself.
I would just be so lonely. Got to be with my boys. Yeah, when I'm golfing. Otherwise, I'm just thinking about my boys golfing.
Listen to music or podcast.
I've been to Fiddler's a couple times by myself.
You're playing nine. You got your AirPods in.
What if you're playing 18? Same story.
Or 18. Same story. Okay. Same scenario.
What if you're just playing
you're just up
hole.
There putting. You're like, man, I'm feeling pretty good. About to get a birdie. Four. Can't hear it. Noise canceling. The music is too loud. You're playing the song Beautiful Things. Yeah. And your ears are ringing. You're trying to just cancel out the ringing.
Beautiful.
Boom.
Beautiful things. Boom.
Just like David sunk that stone in Goliath's forehead.
Oh my gosh.
And killed him, that golf ball.
You would have no idea if you're about to be slain.
Yeah, dude.
The guy in the hole next to you might be slaying right now. You'd have no idea.
He might be slaying him with River Rocks.
Oh, River Rocks.
River Rocks.
New nickname for River.
Yeah, or I already gave it to him. I called him that the other day.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, it's awesome.
Does he love it?
He loves it.
He's responding so well to
everything.
Words now.
He's really good at response.
He comes up to me and says, "What's up, Gavin?" and daps me up.
No, he doesn't.
That's not true.
"What's up, my brother?"
If that's not my kid's first words, I'd be so mad.
I've done something wrong.
Yeah, gave him like nuts. Yeah. I gave him a high five and gave him nuts yesterday. And
it really depends on his mood.
He's a great follower.
Yeah.
Yeah, depending on his mood.
We got to work on the dap with him.
Yeah.
He hasn't done that yet. Oh, also people around here, after you dap them up, they don't like do anything else.
Yeah, no.
And
they don't bump.
It's actually so awkward. It's actually not chill at all if you go for something else. Mm-hmm.
I did that a couple times.
How much effort you want to put into this?
Very awkward because I still got to. I'm not taking it back after I put my knuckles up. If I dap you up and I go for knuckles and you don't, I'm waiting for you to give me knuckles.
Otherwise, it is too weird. Gavin's too chillant. You know what I'm saying? Everyone around here is just nonchalant.
Yeah.
Way too chillant.
Way too chillant.
I'm way too chillant. Chillant. Hey, chillant, bro.
What's up, dude? Chillant.
Give me some chillant, dog.
Well, because every time you and I do that, Parker and I do that, we've been
That's because of the Mexico.
What was our Mexico handshake? We started. It was like.
Remember?
It was like.
It was like the one from Penguins of Madagascar. Yeah. Whatever.
You jump, spin around, smacks your butt.
As I'm midair. Your feet cannot be on the ground. It's kind of like a speed boost. It keeps you going a little bit.
Yeah, but people don't do that here. So I've caught myself in some awkward situations.
Yeah, well, I just know not to do it with people.
Well, I just got
to
remember now.
Yeah. Because that's like our thing. Because that's like it started in Mexico or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Others, bro?
Don't.
I think we're doing too much.
I'm telling you, we're too chillant. Mm-hmm. We got to get it settled into the nonchalant. Don't even really care.
Need to get rid of some
just
of
throw
this
that hand out there. Let them do what they want with it.
Yeah. Here's my hand. Do what you want.
Yeah.
Do with it what
my
you
hand
will.
Is yours. That's what I've just started saying.
My hand is yours. When you meet them. Some people either have a really soft handshake or a really hard handshake. It's been a while since I felt like a good handshake.
Yeah, people grab my hand weird too.
Sometimes people like grip my hand and sometimes they don't. And have you guys ever noticed that?
I've never had like, I feel like it's so rare that someone, we match like grip strength.
Oh, like pressure?
Yeah.
There interesting. Are some people that I think purposefully are like trying to catch you in a bad handshake. Oh, like they yeah, think it's funny.
Dude. Like
they go in so fast like, and they squeeze your hand so quick and they just get your fingers right here.
People think way too much into hand politics.
They don't get back here. They're like
just thinking about other dudes' hands all day long. Yeah. You go for the handshake, they like make it a point to like have their hand on top or whatever. Yeah. Like, cool, dude. They'll grab you, like, below your knuckles so that you, like, can't get a good grip on them. And then they, like, walk away, like, look disapproving. Like, that's all you got? Interesting. It's like, I know you were like thinking about that all day.
And then they slam your arm down and make you punch yourself in the crotch.
Yo, what? They're like...
Like this, and then they boom, push your arm. It's like a power thing because you can't.
That's also way
hurt
too.
Them going like this.
No, I can get them like this. Dude.
And then you go if like your this. Hand is like this, and their hand is on top. Yeah, you're not pushing up, but they can push down.
Yeah, but what you do
at
is
that point you go down in and out.
You do a full up and down. A full spin. You go. You let it sweep past and boom,
you do it back
right on top of the bald head.
If they're here,
yeah.
Then
yeah.
That's what I'm saying though. People just they just get too chalant.
Yeah. No more chalantness, Gas Boys in 2024.
No chalantness. It's about time.
What are you smiling at?
My body was
chalantness, dude.
My body was really sore Sunday, because Saturday is when I went to the driving range.
Oh, yeah.
Abs sore, arms sore, lower body not sore.
Lower body. Oh, somebody's not doing it right.
Back. Back is sore.
Your left my glute back should be always... really sore.
My what?
Left glute.
Your LG.
Really?
I
don't think
not, you got really. That's it's accurate. Not really much going on.
What are you doing, Parker? Maybe that's why you're so bad at golf.
It's like,
I got to pinch my left cheek just right.
You got to quit kicking that thing, dude.
Seriously.
Oh, my gosh. It relax. Is.
Yeah. Can you please be more nonchalant?
Who put it here? Last.
You should have built a wall. And then I wouldn't get past.
Would never get past.
Hold on. Let me say something really quick.
Yeah.
Public service announcement to all of our listeners.
Go vote on Tuesday.
I don't think that there's going to be one time that we have a best 3 out of 5 or best 2 out of 3 game of pickleball with which me and Parker are on the same team and me and Parker lose 2 out of 3 rounds.
Yeah.
I don't think that's ever going to happen.
No.
I'll it hasn't happened yet, Lord knows, and I don't think it's going to happen anymore. It happened when we first started playing because
we started 2 weeks ago. Ever.
But then we've been playing for a couple weeks, and it's like, okay, I think we're starting to get locked in. And I'm looking around the court, and it's like, I don't think these guys are locked in.
No, they're tweaking.
And we beat everybody, so.
We played some games yesterday. You weren't there yet, but this old lady got really mad at me.
Really?
Because I guess you're supposed to put your paddle on the rack.
Uh-huh.
I had just got there,
and
I didn't even know that was the thing yet. I didn't know how the cue system worked.
Right.
And I knew that Hope and Isaiah were like had their paddles up, and Devin.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that he had his paddle up because we just got there.
Right.
And they're like, okay, free court. Okay, we're next up. And so we were all going over, and this lady was like trying to go with them. It's like, oh, sorry, he was with us. He just didn't know to put his paddle up, and she... I found out all this afterwards
because
wasn't part of the conversation.
No, dude, she's straight up wrong. If there's you put in one paddle and you get the court. You don't have your whole team doesn't have to put a paddle in. It's like if you have a group
of
four,
play with some randos.
If you have a group,
she was by herself.
Yeah, find somebody, lady.
Yeah.
You've had 90 years to find some friends. You can't bring them in the pickleball court.
But she like was saying something to Devin and I didn't know what she was saying. And I was like, oh, what was that? And she was like, nothing. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter to people like you.
I was like, well, if I did something wrong, why don't you just tell me? Why are you going to get mad at my friend at me?
Tell me so I know next
time. Yeah, dude, no, straight up. If you have a group of foe, you only have to put in one paddle. And you grab your paddle and your team goes over.
Yeah, but there were a lot of, I think at this one, just with a lot of the old people, a lot of solos that they're just like, okay, let's.
Right, a lot of old.
Well, let's bring some friends next time.
Don't be so lonely. Huh?
How about we not get so lonely? We played with this one guy that's been playing for a long time. And we got there and it was me and Peter. And we didn't have a team to play against. So we just went to the open court hoping other people would join or whatever. And this dude came and it was only one of him.
Yeah.
And
there were two of him.
What? He didn't have a didn't have a partner. What are you talking about?
There was only one of them.
Yeah, only one of him.
Terrible joke, Gavin.
Literally. And he's like the first game he like kept going like this with his shoulder, like putting his hand on his chest and rotating his shoulder. Everyone think about what that means right now. Hand on the chest, rotating the shoulder. It's a classic like I'm sore, but I'm not really sore. This is just what I'm
like
doing
stretching.
To show you that I'm sore.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm not warmed up. I literally just got here. Let's dink.
He said, what?
What does that mean? So I like start volleying or whatever. He's like, no. Like, just like start dinking around. Like, so I guess when you first get there, when you're good, you just go up to the kitchen and you start tapping back and forth.
Yeah.
So we did that for a couple of rounds. Like, all right, let's go. He's like, no, but I don't think you understand. I just got here. He's like, let's dink around. I was like, oh, Lord. So we did one more. I was like, all right, I think we're ready. And he's like, okay, yeah, whatever. He was on. Isaiah joined his team because they got done and he needed a fourth. He was incredibly good. Very good. Like, he would go back there and do his, like, serve. He had, like, a whole routine.
Oh, yeah.
And then just flick it, a bunch of topspin.
They get so anime with their serves.
I know.
He jump in the air at all.
It's like the whole wind up and then, like,
yeah.
Every time.
He was pretty good, though.
Did you guys lose?
Me and Peter lost, yeah.
Dang it.
Yeah. But, yeah, anyways, pickleball, I don't think me and Parker are going to lose. I guess Anthony and Tina are undefeated. Gavin's father and mother-in-law.
They seem good.
Mm-hmm. They seem good, but...
I want to figure out my ranking, my point, my whatever.
Yeah, I don't know how you do that. Because in golf, you can do it easily because just you against the course. But it's like, who do you measure against? Do you have to play in tournaments in order to get your ranking?
You can go to a thing. Like, Anthony does... There's a pickleball club in Longview.
Anthony goes to it?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's a part of it. And you can go and they'll, like... They have people that'll help rate you.
Oh, no.
And you play... against a bunch of people, and then they rate you.
That sounds like politics.
I wonder if you can, like, you just, like, track your matches and, like, and say, okay, this person was this level going into it. I was this level. This is how our score worked.
Yeah, you can do that. It's called, there's an app. I was listening to Ghost Runners today, and they were talking about it.
A little gorithm. There's got to be a little gorithm. Is Brad still playing?
Little tiny gorithm.
I don't think
Brad doesn't play?
No. Maybe sometimes with him, but it's mostly.
Yeah, I love it.
Just their other channel.
Yeah, that was my first pickleball experience was against Jake and Scott, and I was with Justin, and we got
smoked,
eaten alive.
Yeah. Did you get any points?
I think we got one, but
that's pretty good.
Like, it was like a joking point.
Yeah,
it was like they're trying to hit it like with their eyes
they're
closed
playing
between the legs.
With their left hand. They're just holding it in between their feet.
Mm-hmm. I just bought a pickleball paddle.
I played with a lot of people yesterday. A
lot of people
that I don't normally play with. I played with Devin. Played with Isaiah. I played with Bryson, played with Grace. These are all my first time playing with them, except for Devin. Played with Devin before.
Yeah. Mm.
Maybe Isaiah. I don't know. But then me and you got together. We beat Hope and Bryson thrice in a row. And then we played Hope and Grace, and we got eaten in the first game. Yeah. It was insane.
Then we had to lock in really quick.
It was just the craziest thing. But then we figured it out. We're like, oh, just do this thing, and then we're fine.
Mm-hmm. Like, we did that thing.
Just not lose.
Won the two out of three. We're like, wait a second.
Did we just figure it out?
It's a fun game, though.
We finally went camping. Finally.
Oh, yeah, we did.
We've been talking about it for years.
Yeah.
We went up to Dangerfield.
It wasn't really camp. Oh.
It was more sitting around the fire.
Yeah, it wasn't really camping. It was like, we have a cabin, and we're going to sit outside even though we have a cabin. Mm-hmm. It was a nice house on property. How many acres do they have?
60.
60? Wow, that's more than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
It's an old chicken coop.
60 acres. They got a cabin on there and the fireplace. And so...
It's a unique cabin. Some people might say nice is like a stretch.
Yeah, that's true.
It is...
It serves its purpose. Nothing's incredibly well.
That's for sure. Yeah. It was an old chicken coop that they...
Converted to a cabin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So don't picture like Lincoln Logs. Picture like chicken coop exterior.
Yeah.
Works well. It's a big chicken coop, dang.
Yeah, well, they added on a little
bit. Okay, I see. That makes sense. But yeah, I mean, there's nothing really to do inside, so you just hang out outside.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We sat around the fire. We talked, hung out. There was four of us.
6 hours.
It's so fun. Really?
Yeah, that was a long time.
Yeah.
But
we're
dude,
out there
so
from 8 till
we get there,
1:30.
It's already dark.
Yeah.
8. We set out the bait for the hogs, come back, start the fire, cook some ribs, go, take a stroll, come back, you know, go after an hour, take another stroll, walk around the property, see if we can see anything. At some point, so for the first time going out there, we're looking around, scanning, because what you're really looking for at that point when it's so dark is eyes. That's the only thing you can really see.
Anything looking
and
back
it's glowing
at you.
Eyes. I got this training from rabbit hunting.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, a pair of eyes, I'm dialed in instantly. I see a pair of eyes, and I'm just locked in already.
Yeah.
Rabbit hunting, because that's all you can see. They're so small. We see a group of eyes, dude, like four pairs.
And all they are growling.
Yeah, growling at us.
You can see foaming at the mouth.
Deer. Nothing.
Just deer.
Bunch of does, probably. So we walked around, didn't see anything, came back to the camp. So when we're sitting around the campfire, every like 10 minutes, I'm just taking a little survey with the flashlight. We had this really nice flashlight we found.
Duracell makes some good flashlights.
Duracell. So I'm taking the scan. We're all talking. And boom, pair of eyes. I do like the Leonardo DiCaprio when he's laying back in the... He's like... And like looks mm-hmm. points. I point over. And... just staring back at it. It's probably 30 yards. It's hunkered down kind of in the bushes. It looks like it's something really small because the eyes are right off the ground.
The whole time.
So I get up and Noah gets up. We all kind of stand up. I don't have any kind of weapon besides, like, I mean, not really going to do much from that far away. Noah has his... Noah has his beep. Will that do anything to Spotify? Saying the word...
Maybe.
Probably not.
Let's just say it five more times and see.
No. Oh, no. We're going to get shadow
weapon.
And he points at it. It gets up, jumps up, and starts walking like away from us, or like trotting away from us. We didn't know what it was at first. We didn't want to shoot it because there's a lot of dogs.
I was like, he's had a cat.
There's like a lot of different houses around, and they all have dogs. And so we didn't want to shoot the neighbor's dog. But then we realized quickly this is a massive coyote.
Huge.
And like a slightly above average size coyote. And so it starts walking away. But by the time we realize what it was, that it wasn't the neighbor's dog, it's like running away. Mm-hmm. That's another thing. Very like neighbor's dog doesn't creatures. Really run away from you when it sees you. Coyote will run away from you when it sees you.
Big fluffy tail.
Big, massive fluffy tail. Ran into the bushes. We chased it down for a while. Didn't see it. At one point, Noah saw it again. And so we like walked over to where it was. It was gone. Very elusive.
I saw its eyes the second time. I saw its body the first time. Popped up. Grabbed my... You know,
grab the strap,
and I had it, but
you didn't shoot it.
No,
you didn't know what it was
at
that point.
I didn't know what
it was. Yeah,
dang it.
Understandable.
What if it was another human just out there?
It could have been
on all fours
in a coyote
costume. Do humans' eyes glow the same as animals?
I don't know.
No.
Depends on the.
They probably put something in the eyes.
I think they say predators. Their eyes
no,
glow
rabbits'
red.
Eyes glow. Not red. They just like very reflective, like super.
I think glow that,
red.
They do.
Towards like if you shine like a light on them, they're like super reflective back. Yeah,
that's why when you hunt, you're supposed to use red flashlights because they can't see it. Predators can't see red.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's crazy. I didn't know that.
We did it for coyote hunting in Lapine.
Huh. Well, I'll be. We actually do some coyote hunting out there.
Yeah.
Because we could hear them awesome. Howling when we first got there.
Oh, yeah. When I started playing that call.
Yeah. It's a lot of chickens.
Just throw some meat out there.
I think it smelled the ribs we were making.
Yeah.
It was stocking us down.
Those were fantastic.
Delicious ribs. Kind of welded together with the metal that we cooked them in.
Yeah, with the aluminum.
Just the foil, threw it on the fire.
We just had to eat the top layer and not the bottom layer, but still.
Dude, making a fire, though, is like one of the best activities of all time.
Yeah, I got to get dialed in with that.
It's so fun.
I haven't made a lot of fires, and I need to gain some experience.
I love it.
What happens when we're out in the woods and freezing
to death?
With
the little...
Well, Parker's... I always go camping with Parker.
He's
and
a
Parker's
fiend.
A massive fire guy.
Oh, yeah. Big fire guy.
And so if it's like any circumstance
like
that
you
could potentially have a fire, it's like maybe we should have a fire and I'll go over Parker's like,
where's Parker?
Cutting wood. And
yeah.
He's got two sticks rubbing them together.
Okay, dude. So fast.
It was also just fun having a like a fire with no pit around it. It's just
yeah, it was
on
just
the dirt.
Just on the ground.
Man, that's fun.
Yeah, we need to get back out there. I had so much fun.
We should do that like once a month at
once
least.
A week.
Sure.
At least once a
what
week.
What are you guys doing this Friday? Concert. Dang it.
Concert.
I'm going to be in Florida. I'm going to be on the road. On the road.
I'll just
again.
Go by myself.
I'm excited for Florida, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited for you to go to Florida.
You should come on down.
I should.
Come
Florida's
visit.
Awesome.
Y'all come visit for a couple days.
Can't do that.
Yeah, you can.
I don't got time for that.
Let's drive over there Friday night.
Come back Saturday morning.
Think about it.
Just say hi real quick.
We're going to drive by New Orleans from some... I don't know how far the distance is going
to
be.
It's like an hour.
You're
going
to have to like drive to New Orleans and then drive back around. I don't know if you can really get...
Oh, yeah, around the water. But yeah, I've never been to the East Coast before, so that's exciting.
Ever?
Real tropical, never, dude.
Didn't you go to Virginia?
I've been to Virginia. I haven't seen the water.
Oh, you've never been to the Atlantic.
Is Virginia on the coast?
Virginia is right up on there.
Big time.
I mean, not most of
I've
the state.
I've been to Western Virginia.
Oh.
Not West Virginia.
Western regular Virginia.
Western regular Virginia.
Virginia and the western side of it.
You're going to DC soon too.
Yeah, in West Virginia.
That's cool.
Well, that is where DC is. But
no, it's not,
dude.
What?
DC is not in West Virginia.
Where is it?
It's like border of like Maryland and then one other one.
Pull it up right now. On
Are you serious? You think DC is in West Virginia?
That's like not even.
Is it in
West Virginia? Yeah. Is almost heaven.
Yeah, DC is almost hell. So they cannot be even close.
You're gonna want to zoom out a little bit.
Yeah, that's a little bit tough to see.
We canceled states.
I mean, Parker's pretty good at geography.
Yeah, that's so West Virginia right here. That's regular Virginia.
Oh, what the frick? You said it was on the coast.
No, Virginia's on the coast.
Parker said West Virginia.
No, literally Western Virginia.
Regular Virginia.
Washington, D.C.
is its own place.
Yes, Gavin, but it's Maryland over here and Virginia over here.
Yeah,
I think.
Crap. Well, I got my Virginias mixed up. Sorry.
Sue me.
One of them is just Virginia, and the other one's west of Virginia. It's West Virginia.
What? When you say it, you kind of say west of Virginia. West of Virginia. That's what I always do to remember.
I've never... Zoom back in.
Where else would it be?
What do you mean?
If it's West Virginia, where would it...
It's
where
not
else would
further
it be
west
Virginia?
Than Virginia.
Yes, it literally is.
Quite literally is. It's a little more north. Some of Virginia
that,
goes
that
further west.
That doesn't mean that it doesn't get close to the coast.
That's really interesting.
What?
Some of regular Virginia goes further west than West Virginia.
Yeah, you idiot.
Oh.
But it's west of Virginia. That's West Virginia right there, Gavin. See that?
I can't because your freaking laptop screen is in the way.
Oh, then say something next time.
Scroll it up.
What do you want?
There you go.
That's West Virginia. That's the border. That's regular Virginia. That's Maryland.
What a weird freaking... Well, I just figured that because I know I was going to West Virginia.
Oh, I guess you can go.
And I'm flying into DC.
I don't know what I'm talking about. You can go down there and then just keep going.
I'm flying to DC. And then going 3 hours west in West Virginia. Because that's where their family's property is.
Make a trip out east.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be very much fun.
The only part of the East Coast I've been to is in Florida.
No, the East Coast seems
dirty.
More dirty and gray and concrete.
I don't know if it's more gray.
There's been so many people out there for so long.
But it's more developed, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It seems like there'd be graffiti everywhere.
I just want to see all the stuff that they've done.
This is a great map. Do you notice that? What map app is this?
Just Apple Maps.
Oh, just the Apple Maps on.
Wow, Apple was really outdone themselves.
They really outdone themselves on this.
There's
map.
Two places
yes,
that are part of the U.S.
They're really committed to that globe Earth propaganda, aren't they? Mm-hmm. Guys, we promise.
We promise it's
There's
a globe.
Hawaii, so far.
Dang, Hawaii is adjacent to like the middle of Mexico.
Yeah.
Like it's not close to
I
the
hardly
US.
Ever think of it being that south. But
I always think that
is
it's
that the
like
Tropic of
right
Cancer?
Off the coast of California.
Mariah is like really, what's the word? Persistent on, maybe not persistent.
Insistent.
Insistent. Very insistent on Hawaii and Alaska not being a part of the United States.
What? What the? You want to get like, rid of the two most
like
beautiful
states,
places?
But she's like, they're not in like they're not in like the contiguous 48.
Well,
se.
We basically own
but that
North
is a
America.
State. And she's like, eh,
so
it's, just
forget
so,
about
it's just too far.
Like, why does she care?
Okay. Also,
do you
what
know what's
closer?
Land Alaska is?
Is California, is LA closer to Hawaii or Miami? You know what I'm saying? Is LA closer to Florida or to Hawaii?
No, well, Florida, I gotta say.
No,
I don't know, bro.
Look it up.
Washington is Washington closer to Alaska than it is to Florida? 100%. $2,485 distance from LA. To New York.
No.
Gotta be further, right?
Oh, wait.
Oh, they're 40 miles different.
Okay, but New York isn't the furthest. Okay, so New York is 2,445 miles from Los Angeles. What is the mileage? I don't want the
3,000.
Oh, yeah, 3,000 miles.
Wow.
LA is 3,000
yeah,
miles
how about
from
we get
miles.
Rid of,
how about we get rid of Maine?
Yeah.
Maine, you're done.
Yeah, let's get rid of Maine. With that kind of
how far
nonsense.
Is Washington from Alaska?
I gotta make a phone call.
Are you serious,
Mariah? No. That is absolute nonsense.
I'm just gonna tell her that she's wrong.
That's insane.
Look up the distance from California, or excuse me, Washington to Alaska.
That's really not that far.
Pretty soon we're going to be saying, let's get rid of all the states that touch Canada.
1,600 miles.
But it goes to like right there. That's part of Alaska.
I mean, this what are we doing?
Going in the middle.
Yeah.
Look at
Washington's closer to Alaska than it is to us.
Let's get rid of Washington. Yeah. Let's get rid of Wyoming.
Oh, also
North Dakota, Wisconsin.
Today we got another email from someone about Fortnite. Sorry to anyone that wants to play Fortnite.
We have not been on in a while.
It's been like 3 months since we've played.
Gosh, it's terrible. Maybe we need a posse up in Red Dead. We'll get just a big Red Dead Redemption.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh.
You have to be 18 though.
Yeah.
Or have your parents written permission.
Just have your parents give us a call.
Yep.
Or email us. Well, actually not email because it could be you.
It could be you.
If it's from a parent-looking email address, then we'll believe it.
Yeah.
I mapped out all the places we would stop on a road trip. Like
Trevor's parents at gmail.com. If we get an email from your name, parents at gmail.com.
That would be hilarious.
I don't know why I did that. I just dropped pins of all the different state boards.
Harrisburg. That's kind of cool.
We would go to. Where?
You dropped one in Harrisburg.
Where is that? Which one?
To the right. Zoom out. The one southeast of Zoom in. The one to the right, right there.
Hamburg.
Oh.
I was like, that's not even almost. Oregon.
We were in Iowa for a little bit. We've been to a lot of states. We've
been to a lot of states.
I want to go to all of them. And fast.
New York. And fast. You think they're going to dissolve here?
They're
going to
get destroyed eventually. Yeah.
How long until
Jefferson becomes a state? Right? Southern Oregon and Northern California becoming a state?
I don't think that'll ever happen.
Lots of propaganda about that.
No, I think that Greater Idaho is going to be before...
Why do they want it? It's just a bunch of empty land.
We do not need to make Idaho any bigger. That's the last thing this country needs.
We do not need more Idaho.
I don't make Greater Oregon.
Yeah.
And less Idaho.
Yeah, let's get rid of
Let's just make all of Idaho's surrounding states greater.
Make East Oregon. Eastern Oregon should be a country.
Yeah.
East Oregon.
That's it's country? Completely it's different.
Yeah, dude.
Completely you know what? They deserve it.
Should Texas be its own country?
No, I think dude. So.
You know what? How has no one tried this before? We're so big and have so many people.
We're so massive.
It could never happen. We need so many.
We need so much support.
We need so many.
We are already on our own power grid, which
are
is
we?
Probably a mistake.
Good for us.
What do you mean a mistake?
It's just not as reliable.
Yeah, but if the rest of the U.S. is cooked, we're going to be fine.
Not necessarily.
So we have our own Dairy Queen app. Okay, we're doing just fine.
That's true. Dairy Queen has their own menu in Texas. They have curly fries.
They got Texas steak fingers.
Yeah, kind of foul.
Parker had it.
I had to try them. I'm not going to not try it.
You did not.
Yes, I do, Gavin.
I'm not like you. I'm not a sheep like you that's like, oh, I'm going to get a burger like I've got every other Dairy Queen.
Oh,
deep fried steak isn't going to be good.
Yeah, dude.
That's how sheep think.
It really didn't taste like it. Anything. I can't even describe the taste. I bit into it. It's just like gray.
All I know is my ears have been ringing.
Parker's the kind of guy who is into really weird stuff, and he justifies it by like, I just got to try it once.
And then he tries it so many times.
He's it reminded like, me
I got to eat this with my toes. I just got to try it once. Everybody's talking about it.
Try it one more time.
Let me eat it with your toes.
This is what it reminded me of.
Oh, it did very much look like that.
Just like when you bite into that Krabby Patty and it's just
the
gray
fake
inside.
One.
Yeah. Synthetic Krabby Patty. Look that up. If you're watching at home, if you're listening too, just look. If you're
listening at home,
if you're hearing
you
my voice, look that up. Don't really feel like it, unfortunately.
Yeah.
It's a Monday night.
Growing up. Growing up. got my Jeep at 16. You know, listen to music. I was so new to music.
So new.
Because when else
so
am I listening
to my Jeep?
When else am I listening to music?
Bare cheeks on the Wrangler.
Never felt so alive. They never felt so hot. They're melted.
Wrangler jeans or
that.
Jeep Wrangler? It could go either way.
That's true.
Both. Wrangle. Never mind.
Wrangle.
Wrangle. Then
what?
There's a song that I had found that I would listen to all the time. I thought it was so sick. I was like, I was singing it all the time. Could not. This was 2016.
Could a lot of rock back then.
Really? Yeah, I did.
Big rock guy?
Big rock guy.
Big rock guy.
Weird.
But not like super deep stuff. It was just like.
It's spacey, like the classics.
Like Skrillex.
The stuff that everyone knows.
You know, Metallica, Enter Sandman, classic.
Back in Black.
Back in Black.
Kevin was pretty emo back in the day.
Yeah, he was.
Def Leppard. I don't even know if, what any of this.
Mouse rat, scarecrow boat.
Yeah. yeah.
All those guys.
But there's this guy, and I was trying to find his song the other day because I was like, I can't.
What we listened to is part two.
What?
Never mind. Keep going.
I could not figure out what his, or I knew his name. I knew it was Joey Jewish, but.
Joey Vantis.
Joey. Parker, shut up. Sorry, why are you ruining the freaking story?
Tune in next. Bye, guys.
Yeah.
Spoiled the episode.
Parker, shut up. His name was Parker Joey Jewish. Talk for and too that's long, what his artist.
The ear ringing starts to overtake him.
The artist name was. He was going by Joey Jewish.
Joey Jewish.
But then he changed it because I looked him up. Joey Jewish, could not find him. I even typed in the description of what I remember the album cover looking like.
Yeah.
I was like, green Camaro with purple. Guy sitting on front of Camaro, Joey Jewish. Couldn't find him, nothing. And usually you can get something. I couldn't even find, like, through all images, the album cover.
Search up that song last time, like, guy singing, kind of talk singing at the beginning of a country song.
We found it.
We found it. It worked.
Yeah, it didn't work for this song. He's not popular enough.
Dang it.
And then we were listening to a song at youth group, and the feature... The guy, I was like, this voice sounds very familiar, in this style. And so I clicked on it, and the guy's name is Joey Vantis, the feature.
Yeah, that's what I click said on earlier, there. Gavin.
Parker, shut up. And so I click on it, and I scroll down. I go to his album, scroll down, found the album cover.
Yes.
Found the song.
Did
song's
he change
called,
his name?
Song's called, yeah, he changed it to...
He changed it to... Jewish
to Joey Vantis, which must be his real name, because
in light of recent events he decided to
in his first album ever
while,
dude, I didn't listen to his new stuff. I went down to his bottom album. The name on there says Joey Jewish, so that was his name, so I was right.
Yeah,
don't know why it wouldn't have popped up in Google search, because why wouldn't they have still stamped it with whatever. So I found it. Let's listen to it, because I thought this was the best song ever, and so I had to listen to
part
it again.
Part two was the better one.
Loose Change, part two?
Yeah.
I'd never heard Loose Change, part two. I thought this was so sick, because the beat drop, I was like, just, you'll know when it happens.
I remember you playing this song.
Right there.
This is not rock.
I didn't say this was rock.
Yeah. Got that sizzle like a rare meat.
Ooh. I was like, this song is
it
so
is not
sick.
Bad.
It's not bad. It's just the lyrics are very repetitive. Like, he just repeats the chorus or whatever.
I remember the intro to that song. Times. I don't remember anything else.
Yeah, man. But that, I was like.
There's part two, because he did one with a version with KB, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Never heard it.
Oh, you know who sucks? Is the Social Club Misfits.
Oh,
whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Dude, they are so bad.
Some of their songs are
awful.
Dude, most of their songs are awful.
Yeah, they have a couple bangers.
There's a couple that are good.
I remember the Into the Night one. We loved that one.
Play
we listened to that
Look
in the Corolla.
Oh, we can't. He only has one hand.
Into the Night. I feel like that song is good.
It is.
I can't
it's
think
not
of
amazing,
what it is.
But it's good. It's like one of their good songs, which is kind of rough. Saying that because it just means they don't have very many good songs. It's that one.
I kind of like that one.
Yeah, this was like their only good one.
Oh, shut up, Parker. You said you hated this song.
This is on my working out playlist.
Oh, literally when I'm working out.
Literally when I work out, I listen to this. Do you think I would listen to music that sucks when I work out?
Then play it.
You want me to keep going?
The producer really cooked with this song.
The one guy's
just
voice
about to
is just,
huh?
I don't know. It's just not good.
The one with the what?
One of the guys, his voice is just
There's Marty and Marty. Fergie?
Marty. Okay, go Fergie? To just Marty. He has a good album. That
no,
I used
we
to
need
listen
to listen
to
some Social Club deep tracks.
Okay, go to look up
Marty
Cops. Jeremiah loved this song. Holy smokes. We'd be driving home from church in my Corolla.
Can we listen to Pizza Party?
Jeremiah is like 4 years old. He's like, let's listen to, can you play Pizza Party? Except for he'd say it with his
can we listen to Pizza Party?
Yeah. Social Club's the Yeah, dude. Yeah. He would dance to it also. He just...
Skip in the middle, skip in the middle.
Come on, Parker. He can't hear.
The room's too loud. I think it's good. I don't understand what the high pitch.
Right here. Jeremiah ate that song.
Pretty fun. What? I said it's pretty fun.
Yeah, it's a fun little song.
Look up Marty, though. Just Marty.
I don't know how much music we should just listen to.
Oh, Parker, just do it real quick.
Marty.
Marty.
What a name, Marty. I don't think I've ever actually met somebody named Marty.
I have.
Really?
No. Big mistake.
Yep. Wait, the villain. The one with the villain.
The one with the villain.
I used to listen to the song all the time.
Gavin was feeling was like the villain. Do you want me to skip to a certain part?
Huh?
Do you want me to skip to a certain part?
I don't know. You can kind of go to the middle, I guess. Just click on the lyrics. Yeah, dude.
Gavin was feeling like the villain. Okay, I don't remember when this was, but I remember very vividly. Every time you would take a shower, you listen to 3 a.m. by NF. What was wrong? What was like going on with you?
Oh my God. I don't remember listening to that. I remember listening to
It was like every single shower. That was the intro to the shower.
I did not listen to it.
You listened to Riptide every morning.
I remember you listening to Red Rocks a lot. But like,
I remember walking into your room and you had your ukulele and you were singing Riptide by Vance Joy every day for like 2 weeks.
You were singing like, I don't know my name.
Yeah, you were singing like Grace VanderWaal.
That's her name. How does she not know it? We all know her.
I remember
name.
You were singing that Peter Pan song while playing your ukulele. Gosh. So you were singing Lost Boy.
There's something about a burning house.
You lost me there.
I don't know that one.
That's like the one guitar song that like all the guys would love to play.
Whoa, oh, yeah, all the guys.
All the guys.
I don't even.
All the guitar guys.
To all the guitar. This is to all the guitar guys who learned a song just so they could be sad. Or because they were sad.
Oh yeah, I've heard. You've heard
that.
Shout out Bryson.
Everyone gets the time signature.
Bryson could play this song.
Yeah, that reminds me of Bryson.
Yeah, that's all. That,
weird album cover. Why is she looking at me like that?
That's the only.
Because she's untamed.
Because Cam is untamed. Literally.
That's the only. Time I ever remember hearing that is Bryson being like, "Hold on, let me play this," and he could just play that part, and that was, and he'd be like, he'd mess it up, and then he. Practice it 10 other times. Bryson, you did a
good
great
times,
job.
Man.
The song would be so much better if it had better lyrics. The bad guy one.
Oh, yeah.
I'll the be villain? The bad guy, the villain, but only if that's what you feel.
He repeats that a lot.
And I think he says that about 8 or 9 times.
He could, yeah.
Gavin was feeling
They should
it
go
though.
Through and remaster.
That's what I'm feeling,
that's
Marty.
That's what I'm feeling, Marty.
Marty, that's me.
I'm the villain.
I'm the villain.
I'm the villain. That'd be like one of those TikTok videos where the guy's like, you don't want me to be the villain. And he turns into a wolf.
You don't want to see my dark side.
I guess I'll be the villain.
Oh.
Oh, dang.
Dang.
That music brought back some memories.
Yep. A lot of memories.
Let's go, girls. Let's go, ladies. I think it's let's go, girls.
Yeah.
Let's go. Episode
134. Yep.
No, we're
not even close.
What? Yeah, we are.
Hmm?
Episode 134.
135.
Really?
Boy. Yeah.
Shoot.
We got to record again in a few days.
Yep.
Two days.
Going to Florida.
2 days.
For a week.
I'll bring back some souvenirs.
Yes. Love souvenirs.
I'll bring, let's see. I'll bring, do you think a carry-on is enough to, for a week of packing?
Yeah.
Yeah. There should be a washing machine too, probably.
Yeah, you'll be able to do laundry.
Yeah, we'll have a washing machine.
Wherever you're at. Yeah. You're not flying though.
No, just like check the weather.
A little suitcase. That would be a carry-on.
Yeah.
Yeah, weather's going to be good.
Duffel bag is nice. You can really
fit stuff in more. I don't really know what a duffel bag is, to be honest with you.
My gray Nike one that I bring all the time.
Two handles. You hold like this?
Yep.
Yeah, I know. I got you.
Know exactly what a duffel bag is.
I had a duffel bag with me probably for 4 years straight.
Wow.
Because I would always stay the night at... It was always in case I stayed the night at somebody's house in Harrisburg. Because that happened a lot. Hmm. Gavin's too tired. He's staying here. Parker, what are you doing? I'm going home.
Yeah, I just don't get tired. I just drive home.
What a freak show.
I need my fan so my ears don't ring.
Yeah. I made that drive so many times.
So many times.
And you guys did it more than me. I did it like once, maybe twice a week.
Where?
There and back to your house.
Oh, right, because we're recording. Sometimes twice a week because we'd have to record twice.
Yeah.
That was brutal.
We were going out like Sundays, sometimes multiple times. I would go out to church. I would go home. Go out to church again for youth group. Hang out, go home.
Come back. For Madden and yeah. Fortnite.
Every Wednesday, and then usually twice on Sundays. And
why
then,
Wednesday?
I don't know. Oh, we used to do...
You sounded good. We had small group.
Yeah, small groups on Wednesdays.
Yeah, every other Wednesday.
High school, small group on...
And then we were probably out there Saturdays.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Either it was high school and junior high.
Also just doing stuff, watching movies. And
yep. Most everything. Weekends. Man, that was good
Most
times.
Days.
Yeah, I would say out at your house most Saturdays.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Not most, a lot of Saturdays, though.
I'd say most.
Remember when you drank the 911 on that Saturday night?
And then threw up.
Saturday. That might have been like a Friday night.
Yeah, that felt like a Friday night.
That was such a Friday night. 911.
We've never had to stay the night at each other's houses since we lived here.
I stayed the night at
We
his
just
house.
Stayed the night at each other's houses like 2 days ago. Or not at any of our houses, but in the house.
Yeah, that's different though.
He stayed at our house. I've stayed at their house.
Oh, yeah, true.
Huh?
Yeah, I guess you did. One night we were hanging out in the pool and it was super late. You just did the night.
None of us is staying out at your house. Tonight's our last opportunity.
Yeah.
We should have a sleepover.
Yep.
Where we all sleep over.
Sure, that's fine.
We can all sleep on the big bed.
It's a huge bed. You got a huge bed for a reason.
A huge bed?
For some huge boys.
This is your only opportunity probably ever.
Nah, she'll be gone.
I literally haven't even stepped foot in your house in 6 months.
Whose fault is that?
I'm just saying.
Yours.
You can show up. I invited you over during Christmas. You never came over.
You got all those spike traps around.
Yeah. Oh.
We'll have to come over when Mariah's here.
Yeah, obviously. Also, we're going to be golfing.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to be living it up.
You got to plan out something every night of the week.
Every night of the week.
We got to like plan something to where like...
We got to go to Dallas
where we, like,
for a
create,
day.
Create like a bonding experience for Haley and Mariah.
Yeah.
And
it's
Hannah.
Like so, and it's like so happenstance.
Yeah.
It's like, oh man, they happen to be, you know, do this thing together.
They happen to be stranded out here in the middle of nowhere. Yeah. After we dropped them off.
They have to, you know, stay the night somewhere.
Oh, we go up to Dangerfield, all of us.
And
the
leave them.
And we leave all three of the girls.
Yeah,
up there.
Let's go. Come on, guys. We're going to go set out the bait for the Hawks.
We're going to go. Oh, we're going to go to the store. Don't never come back.
Don't come back.
We go to watch a movie and they have to stay
and
out
they
there.
They have to survive.
Here's how you make a fire. Watch very carefully. Why do we got to watch carefully? Because, you know.
What if we all died?
Yeah, what if happened? Something happened and then we go to the movies.
And then we all pretend.
Oh, we got to watch Dune 2.
We got to watch Dune 1 again.
I heard it was
yeah,
good.
I don't want to watch all that.
I fell asleep.
Do I need to watch Dune 1 to understand Dune 2?
No, I'm going to watch a YouTube summary.
That's good.
And
that's
then watch Dune 2. I heard Dune 2 is like the greatest movie of all time.
My dad went and watched it with my Uncle Alan on Saturday.
Yeah, no.
Saturday.
Dune 1. I was doing economics homework while we were watching Dune 1. I don't remember either.
I fell asleep on the floor. Classic.
So it was kind of a waste. Should have just watched the movie instead.
Yeah.
Don't even remember that class. There's a few classes I've taken that I quite literally can remember zero things from them. Like, I don't even remember the class happening.
Yeah.
The economics one is one of them.
I remember this class that I had with a teacher that taught German. He was my literature teacher, though. And
let me guess, Miss H started with an H, right?
Hit, Mr. I don't know.
What was it?
You can guess, but I don't even know. Mr.
Herzog? Something like that. Started with an H.
I don't know.
Herman.
I
don't know.
That's gonna. But I don't remember anything from that class except for reading Fahrenheit 251, 1581. I don't know.
It's whatever. 451 below.
41
paper burning.
481.
Fahrenheit 451.
I think it's 451.
I don't know.
Fahrenheit 452. Fahrenheit, it's 450 something.
I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
459?
451.
451, I was right. Nice.
It's a book.
But I didn't read it. I just read the Spark Notes.
Oh, it's a dystopian novel. That's fun.
Yeah. Actually, probably a pretty good read.
Gavin, do not say pretty good read like you read books.
That's actually probably a good read.
It's like people who call books novels. Like, there's no reason for that. Just call it a book.
When the lady's house we went to today to install those blinds, I thought, this would be a cool office for an author. I wonder if we'll ever do
authors.
Yeah. Anybody? Where are the authors at? Where are all the authors? Where are they keeping
them? You want to see a fun text I just got?
Yeah.
Yo, how's life been, brother? I don't know why, but you randomly came across my mind today as I was reminiscing on my childhood. Beautiful text.
Who's Isaac,
I've recently started this new opportunity.
Who was it?
Kid I used to go to school with.
Wow.
Nice.
We call him Q.
Oh, yeah. Quentin?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, he's pretty successful, it seems like. I don't know about that.
I haven't
really
talked to him in a while.
But maybe. His Instagram popped up on my suggested or something. And he's like the TPUSA.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, big politics guy.
Yeah,
massive
yeah.
politics.
Big politics.
Huge. We're gonna go vote on Tuesday. We should all go vote.
Yeah, we
together.
Have to.
I don't really. Oh, voting.
It's primaries.
We just guys, have to stand in a line.
Go do it. Your vote matters. Your vote doesn't matter.
It's all scam anyway.
It's all scam anyways.
It's just the primary.
Yeah, I'll get in there. Who are you voting for?
I have no idea who's on there.
Yeah, I haven't.
There's really. A bunch of people.
So it's a primary per se.
It's
deciding who we want to
represent the Republicans who you want to
represent. That hasn't happened. That's already starting?
Yeah, dude. Mm-hmm. That's what all this stuff is like Nikki Jeez. Haley
is
versus
that what Super
Trump.
Tuesday is?
That's
like
what
that's, I've heard Super Tuesday
the
before.
The Stupid Tuesday or whatever.
Super Tuesday. Super Tuesday. Yep. So that's why in Colorado there's a Supreme Court deal where they're like, we're not putting Trump on the ballot.
Yeah.
They just decided
I'm not
that
putting
he
Colorado
is.
And
right
they decided
now
that he is going to be on it.
That's huge.
Yeah.
I'm voting for Trump.
He's definitely gonna win Colorado.
Let's get some Trump back in the office.
Yes. Colorado's
I have no
a swing
idea
state.
Who I'm voting for. But yeah, I'm trying to think of everyone exactly that's on there, and I can't imagine I would vote for not Trump and vote for Nikki Haley instead.
Oh, she's good.
And I don't think there's anyone else that would be really competitive.
She wants to extend the retirement age.
Yeah, I don't want to be working until I'm 95. Which also, how does retirement age work? Because can I just set aside money to where I have this much at this age and I can stop working?
Depends
why does
on,
the government need to regulate
I think it's more
when
social
I can
security,
retire?
Probably.
Yeah. No one's going to get Social Security anyways. I'm not going to touch Social Security.
That's what I'm saying.
It's I'm like you need to independently
even
invest.
If they give it to me, I'm sending it back. I
throw
don't
something
it.
In your Roth. Throw a little something,
that's
something
your money,
in some
though.
Index funds. You'll
I'm
be just fine.
Gavin, I'm not being serious, okay?
Oh, you're doing it for the...
It was just for the bit.
That's the issue bit, is you do it for the bit. I do it for real life.
Gavin's chalant. He actually cares.
Yeah.
No, he's not.
I'm not.
Wait a second.
I'm not.
I'm
chalant.
Not chalant. You're way too chalant.
Literally.
Chalant what do we say about right chalantness now? On this podcast?
You're being chalant right now.
I have no chalantness in my body.
Not a
I'm
touch.
So hungry.
Dude, we should go get food.
Yeah, sure.
Haley got her wisdom teeth out today.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I know.
She got her wisdom teeth out before she got her license.
We should go throw a pudding at her. Be like,
yeah,
here,
eat,
this. Eat it. And like smoothies and stuff.
She's pretty those? Out of it. She yeah. was. It wasn't like really? Fun. It wasn't like fun drugs, I guess.
Oh,
it was
it.
Like, let's go to sleep drugs.
Oh, yeah, they put me to sleep. I got,
but it was oxy. Never like
I got gas in
saying
my face.
Stupid stuff.
Oh, like a sleep gas.
Haley like makes her say smart stuff. Just kidding. It was never like...
She's acting so weird. She like came up with this new theory today.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, she came by. I just, you know, wanted to, you know,
Give her a hug, she was driving.
She wanted a hug.
Like, all taped up and mouth, whatever. Yeah. So.
And you're like, ah.
But she's
like, cover it up, please.
No,
let's just wrap the rest of your face.
I can't look at this right now.
I'm sorry, I have to focus on the rest of my work day.
This is the last thing I needed right now.
But no, she came by and she's just like sleeping and whatever.
I took the prescription painkillers once. I think it was after my face surgery.
I did.
Yeah.
And I did not like
the How did it make you feel?
Really bad. Just tired. Like I wanted to be awake, but my eyes just were like.
No, that's annoying.
I just rotated ibuprofen and.
Tylenol.
I didn't take any of the oxy.
Oxytocin.
Oxycontin.
Codeine.
Oxycodone.
I don't know. It's one of those.
It's something like that. I don't remember what it was. I threw it away and flushed it down the toilet so nobody else could have it except the sewer rats.
The raccoons, yeah.
That's what happened to the Ninja Turtles. Yep. They got hooked on drugs. That's why we haven't seen them in the streets recently. Mm-hmm. From all that oxy getting flushed
down. It's really a bummer.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunate. That's why crime's on the rise.
Sorry, Master Splinter.
Man, I'm glad Quentin texted me. I miss him.
What happened to fentanyl? Why did that
become That's a still a big thing.
Oh, it's
no,
huge.
But like I mean, why? Where did it come from? Because I never heard about it for the first...
It's been around
years of my life.
It's been around for a while.
Yeah, I've been a big fentanyl guy. I never used it, but I've heard of it a lot.
The first time I heard about it was the George Floyd stuff.
Well, we used to always watch Cops and like the live PD and all that stuff. So people are always having fentanyl
always
in there.
Been on fent.
Yeah.
Guys, I got to pee.
Okay.
I'm so hungry.
Yeah, let's do this.
Are we going to BJ's? Last Pizookie Tuesday?
It's Monday.
I know.
What do you mean last? We've said last Pizookie Tuesday.
Guys, one more. Seriously.
We really fell off the whole no sugar thing.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, that's not true
Speak
at all.
For yourself.
Literally, Parker.
Just because I was on vacation, and so it's like, and then Christian's going on vacation again, and when you're on vacation, when one person's on vacation, no rules.
Everybody's on vacation.
Yeah, but I haven't even been...
I've been so bad at the protein thing, because I was really going hard on the protein drinks and bars.
I'm going hard on the protein.
But then you eat those...
They start to,
for a couple weeks.
That's why you gotta have two different kinds of protein shakes.
I've had to switch up, like, the protein bars I'm eating, because there's so much protein. That's why you just gotta start eating meat. It makes it so much easier.
Yeah,
just
eating chicken.
I had an egg white chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A breakfast today. It's like 300 calories, 30 grams of protein or something. 37 grams of protein.
I want to try an omelet one of these days.
That and a protein in the 30 gram protein shake.
A meat omelet.
You do two of those a day, you're already at 120.
Yeah.
Literally.
You never had a meat omelet before?
Never had an omelet.
Really?
No way.
Yeah.
I love omelets.
Pretty good.
We should go get some omelets.
I was going
to... Let's go get Waffle House.
Oh, man. I don't know if that's going to be my omelet debut.
No. No thanks. I got a pee.
I was gonna try one this last time I was in Oregon, and then I chickened out.
And then he got so
he
much.
Have, he got the banana got so much energy toast. Drink instead, or whatever.
Dude, it was so good.
Ugh, that's pretty fun.
Awesome.
Oh my! I got a pee really bad.
You said that like four times.
I know, but
still
it's
still sitting down.
You would not.
Well, because I was waiting until we're done.
We should put a urinal in here.
That'd be sick.
Really spice things up.
That would spice things up.
On camera or off camera?
Kevin.
Probably off camera.
Kevin, off camera.
Sicko. All right, let's go pee.
Yeah, sorry everybody.
Sorry.
No, this has been the longest one in a while.
Yeah.
You remember when we started? You were actually in the bathroom when we were decided like, hey, we're just gonna go for good.
I don't think so.
Not go for time.
Not go for bathroom good. It was before that.
Gavin, I think you should go pee. I think it's starting to infect your brain or something.
We should not go for bathroom good.
It's infected.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We got to talk about all the things we're going to do when Mariah's here.
Yes, we do.
All the golf, going to Dallas for a day.
Oh, you think?
That'd be fun.
Yeah, I got to work like an idiot.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Dude, I don't, the only thing I...
Saturday's going to be golf day, and we don't have any other weekends.
I want to go to Dallas for a day because I'm picking her up in Dallas on a Tuesday.
Okay, fine.
And then
we'll
dropping
do all
her
the
off
fun.
In Dallas the next week. I don't want to go to Dallas three
times.
Yeah,
that's true.
Whatever, dude. Yeah, I hate Dallas.
I did think that, though. Like, Six Flags would be so fun, but that's so much.
Evening activities. I want to go back to that bowling place we went to when we picked up Devin. That was, like, the funnest night of my life. It wasn't the funnest night of my life, but I think of back on so many memories, because life gets pretty boring sometimes
and then
when
you're
just
the good times.
Sitting in the office. And then I think back. There's so many things I've been thinking of recently. I was like, gosh, that
I've
was so
never,
much fun. And then we added to it. Like, this last weekend, I had so much fun.
Yeah.
It was so fun. I just forget when it's during the week. It's like, oh, man. It's just so boring all the
time.
Just
working for the weekend.
Yeah.
That's where you got to have fun during the week.
What were you going to say? I have no something?
Oh.
I have no fun.
I really try and focus on when I'm having fun, being like, oh, this is great. I'm in the good times right now.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes like I'll be having so much fun and then it's
when we're all golfing together. Oh man, I'm like, this is it.
Yeah, dude, last time we were golfing, the weather was perfect. Haley
and my wife, and then Parker was solo, but it's okay.
But it's okay because he's like still having fun.
Yeah. I was not having fun. That was the least fun I've ever had golfing in my life.
Well, you just golfed terribly.
It was like really bad. The worst golf he's ever played.
That was actually the best round of golf you've ever had.
Haley did talk. Gosh.
That was hilarious.
Without fail, every single drive.
It wasn't it was like three times.
Just too many. In my head, I would just imagine, okay, what if she said something right now?
Parker's become a picky golfer because he just can't focus.
Oh, dude. Mariah has been doing this thing where I'm about to sneeze and she'll just like, oh, bless you.
Oh, that makes me want to punch.
Now, like, she hasn't done it in a while, but she did it enough to where, like, I'm about to sneeze and I just think about, okay, she might.
Does it make you stop thinking about the ringing?
No, nothing does. I forgot about it until you just reminded me.
Yeah, nice, Kevin.
But even last night we were on FaceTime and I was about to sneeze and I just hung up.
Yeah.
And then I didn't sneeze because I was.
You gotta look at the bright light.
You hung up or you muted?
I hung up.
That's hilarious.
And I just called her right back. I was like, I had to sneeze.
That makes me want to punch people when they do that. Gosh. I know people that do that.
Oh, I can bless tell. You. I can tell the future.
You're about to sneeze. Peanut butter. Bless you.
Yeah, it's like I don't care about sneezing that much. I would rather sneeze and you be quiet.
Yeah.
Then not sneeze and you'd be annoyed.
Maybe I should tell Mariah to stay home. You're going to beat her up.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
We're golfing. I'm about to. Hold on. I got to sneeze. She says, bless you. I'm turning around and taking that driver.
I feel like I haven't experienced that in the
wild. I would dive in the way of the ball, Gavin. That's not cool.
It was in the ball. It's club.
I'm diving in the way of the ball.
Hannah, here. Boom. Sorry for all the Mariah slander. I'm just joking. It's just obviously. Jokes. But don't ever do that to me.
Yeah, seriously.
I don't think I've ever had someone do that to me before.
Oh, people do it all the time and they think it's funny.
It is kind of funny. It's kind of funny, silly, and then it's like, okay, I really want to sneeze. Yeah.
Funny, silly.
I can't sneeze around you anymore.
It's like,
oh, it stops you from sneezing?
Yeah, it makes you not sneeze.
Interesting.
That's annoying.
You guys got to try it on me sometime.
Yeah, I will.
Just now, randomly, you'd be like,
I'm going to start sticking my finger in your mouth when you yawn, too. That's fun.
Lord have mercy. Elvis reference, you guys.
There's a lot of good
Priscilla
movies
on the plane.
Go ahead.
That's too bad.
I don't even know what that is.
It was a lot of just like,
dude.
Is that his wife?
Yeah. The Creator. I watched The Creator. Good movie. Super entertaining.
Yeah, you texted us about that.
I don't think I texted you. I think I just said it. Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Oh, it was really good. I recommend. It was one of those like blockbuster. I'm gonna sit down and have some fun for a little bit. But it was like actually like, man, this was a good movie.
I finally watched School of Rock.
That's a good movie.
Good movie.
Let's watch that together.
It's so ridiculous. Now we've all seen it like 8 times.
He hasn't.
I've seen it 0 times.
I know, but I'm saying like you haven't watched it yet, and we've watched it so many times because it's so good now.
The Great Gatsby. I watched that again.
Should I watch Gatsby. School of Rock by myself?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. You got to watch it by yourself.
Watch it.
You got to be in that mood.
You have to be uninterrupted.
Yeah,
just focused.
Just watching it the whole time. I never paused it.
You don't need to double screen Subway Surfers.
No.
And be scrolling Instagram.
Oh, I will be off my phone when I watch a movie because I want to watch the movie. If I want to be on my phone, I'm just going to be on my phone and put on like The Office or something I've seen a million
times.
Listen
to this. We went to this house today. The lady had a ton of dogs. All the annoying ones went inside. The cute little black labs.
Puppies. Oh my gosh.
We were stuck outside. She's like, you want them? Thinking to myself, yeah,
yeah, I did,
but I can't take care of a dog.
Yeah. She said, if you guys want some puppies, you can have them.
No way.
Yeah, I really wanted.
I think it could have just been like a. You guys looking for some puppies? These two are a handful.
Yeah, but sometimes people say
like
that
people do with
serious.
Their kids or whatever.
Yeah, you want these kids?
You looking for more?
But I was thinking, what would I name if I was like, yeah, I want that dog? What would I name it? I'm gonna name
Snail.
Snail. That's actually pretty hilarious.
Yeah.
What's your dog's name? Snail.
Snail.
I want to name my dog Django.
I want to do something superhuman.
Superhuman.
Yeah, superhuman.
Oh, like Green Lantern.
No, yeah, I'm saying name Thor. Him like Gary or like Dale.
Clark,
that's good.
I had a friend.
Marcus.
Yeah.
Whose dog's Clarkus. Name was Diesel.
This is Trevor.
Pretty good dog.
Diesel? That's not a very human name.
I know, but it was just a good dog
name.
Name one after one of your siblings.
Emma. That's hilarious. Jeremiah.
Except Bella is definitely like, I've heard that as a dog.
Yeah, my aunt has a dog named Bella.
That's funny.
Yeah, it is pretty funny.
Like, oh, my niece is Bella? So is this dog.
I think we named Bella after the dog. I think the dog was there first.
No way.
Yeah, it wasn't. She wasn't really named after the dog, but my aunt did have a dog named Bella, I think, before Bella was born.
Grandpa's dog's name was
Maggie.
Oh. I was going to say Bella.
Nope, it wasn't.
And Duchess before that. Duchess, like Dutch oven.
No, like a Duchess.
What's I don't think Duchess is short for Dutch oven, Gavin.
It's like a Duke or there's a Duchess. Like a
person I called know, Duchess. But I was just thinking Dutch oven. That just
he's just really hungry. Yeah. We should go eat somewhere.
And he needs to pee.
But Django, yeah. That's a good dog.
We haven't seen it yet. We gotta watch that.
What about urinal?
Dude, we gotta watch or it. Waterfall. Seriously. One of the anybody listening, don't watch Django if you're not an adult.
Yeah, seriously.
It's a very intense movie. But it's so
all right.
All right.
Bye, everybody.
Thanks for listening.
Goodbye.